Roald Amundsen wanted to be the first explorer to reach the North Pole. When he thought someone else beat him to it, Roald went after the next best thing, the South Pole. But he had to hurry. To reach it first, he had to beat a team that was already on its way. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Calling all podcast fans, Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new shows to love. Get personalized episode recommendations and easily preview them before you dive right in. Find exclusive video episodes from your favorite hosts and guests. And with some, you can even connect with them through polls and Q&A directly within their episodes. It's everything you want in one app. So what are you waiting for? Try the podcast experience today on Spotify.
Norway, 1909. For the past year, Roald Amundsen has been planning an expedition to the North Pole, hoping to become the first explorer to reach it. But then that summer, someone else beat him to the frozen punch, or at least he thought they did. The first few North Pole expeditions would later be disputed, but of course, he didn't know that then. Roald thought his plan for making it into the history books was ruined. If he wants to become a famous explorer, now he has to do something big, something else, soon. So Roald gets ruthless. He tells everyone he's going to sail to the Bering Strait. He gets an experienced crew, 2 years of supplies, and about 100 sled dogs. He also commissions the Fram, a ship specially designed to not get stuck in Arctic ice. But secretly, Roald's planning on heading south, not north. As far south as you can go, all the way to the South Pole. When Roald and his crew set sail on the Fram in June of 1910, only three people aboard knew their true destination. If Roald was honest, he never would have been able to go, because there was already an expedition en route to the South Pole. British Royal Navy Captain Robert Falcon Scott, who I'll call Captain Falcon because that is an awesome name for a captain, and now I picture a falcon always perched on his shoulder, even when he's sleeping, is leading a team to the South Pole already with a public goal of doing scientific experiments and the private but very obvious goal of being the first explorers to reach the South Pole as well. Soon, the secret is out and Captain Falcon gets news of Roald's excursion. And now it is on. Expedition battle. Roald waits to fill in his crew on what's really happening until they're far enough south that no one from the Norwegian government will try and stop them. When the crew is told, they're on board with making history. And the Fram makes it safely to Antarctica's Bay of Whales in early 1911. Captain Falcon Scott's team landed about 350 miles west of them. Now each team has to set up their base camp, and though Roald's is about 60 miles closer to the South Pole, the race is still tight. Both teams have to wait for ideal weather to actually head to the center of the frozen continent. On September 8, 1911, Roald leads a team of 8 men and 86 sled dogs toward the South Pole. 3 days later, the temperature drops to below negative 70 degrees Fahrenheit. The men build an igloo and try to wait it out, but the weather doesn't relent. They're forced to give up and go back to base to treat their frostbite. On October 19th, they try again, racing across the ice with their dog sleds. Meanwhile, Captain Falcon's team is speeding in from the other direction, hauled by Siberian ponies. They take what seems to be a safer and flatter route. While they make good time, Roald's not moving too fast. He's led his men directly into a glacier they have to climb over. But the climb is worth it. Around 3 p.m. on December 14, 1911, Roald's team's compasses go haywire. The coordinates line up. They've done it. They've found the South Pole. And Captain Falcon's men are nowhere to be found. I still picture that falcon, now frozen solid to his shoulder. They set up a special tent with a letter addressed to the King of Norway. They also include a little note for Captain Falcon. It requests that he please mail that letter for them when he gets a chance. Guessing he felt a little bad when he heard later that Captain Falcon died on his expedition. And I feel a little bad for the frozen falcon joke. Roald and his men spend the next week at the South Pole, and then on December 18th, they head back home. In March, they arrive safely in Australia, where Rold promptly starts a worldwide lecture tour and publishes a popular memoir. He never has to work again, but he keeps exploring for the rest of his life because he loves it, and he loves getting his name into those history books. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Roald Amundsen and the race to the South Pole, check out his memoir, The South Pole, an account of the Norwegian Antarctic expedition in the Fram, 1910 to 1912. For this episode, we found coverage by the Fram Museum and the Virginia Mariners Museum incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.
Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new favorites by previewing short audio clips before committing to a full listen. You can even watch some podcasts with video or just keep playing audio in the background. It's everything you want in one app. Music, podcasts, and audiobooks across any device. Play anytime, anywhere, any way you'd like with Spotify. Try today.